Shalom.
Shalom.
Peace be with you. It's an honor to speak to you on this night of breaking fast to end the holy days of Ramadan. I pray that Allah, the beneficent and the merciful, has been revealed to you deeply in these last days, and that our two religions may join hands and hearts in seeking the peace of the one God who gave the prophets Jesus, whom we call the Christ, and Muhammad, peace be upon him, desires in our time as well as theirs. I represent two groups in front of you tonight, the Holy Land Awareness and Action Task Group of the United Church of Canada in what we call a regional presbytery, and the Interfaith, Canadian Interfaith and Intercultural Alliance for Palestinian Human Rights. I'm here with a colleague on that alliance, Khaled Momar. Both groups are committed to working tirelessly until the illegal Israeli occupation of Palestinian lands in the West Bank, East Jerusalem, and Gaza Strip ends, and living in justice, freedom, and peace in a homeland for all Palestinians is not only possible, but a reality on the ground. The Palestinian situation is surely one of the very worst protracted conflicts in modern history, in which one side has suffered so immeasurably. I don't need to tell anyone here tonight of the numerous United Nations resolutions that have been ignored, the failed peace talks that were really just ruses for furthering Israeli aspirations, and other strategic initiatives that have left the Palestinian people no better off or closer to their legitimate aspirations than they were immediately after the Nakba of 1948. That the Arabic verb shahada means to witness, and that a shaheed is one who has died for their faith. The English word for witness comes from the Greek martus, also the root of the word martyr, and both words mean one whose life is given as a testimony to something or someone. Surely there have been more than enough shaheeds, witnesses, as Eva eloquently outlined, for Palestinian justice, dignity, and freedom, who have been killed to convince the world of the necessity of ending this conflict by returning Palestinians to their rightful homeland, reestablishing at least the 67 green line borders, and tearing down monstrous annexation wall, turning over the affairs of the Palestinian people once and for all to their own forms of government. The Arab Spring this year has done much to revive our collective trust of the human spirit, has it not? Proving once again, long after South Africa and the former Soviet bloc countries did, that might is not right, and that people will achieve their freedom and collective dignity sooner or later. We so-called religions of the book, Judaism, Christianity, Islam, each have our own deeply prophetic traditions that have at their core a common desire to name the truth of the world in all its dimensions, including naming the intentionally inflicted suffering of people who find themselves on what one theologian called the underside of history. A hunger and thirst for justice for all those who suffer injustice. The liberation of all oppressed. The pursuit of a lasting reconciliation and peace among all people, even enemies, eventually. Jewish liberation theologian Mark Ellis, who has spoken in Toronto a few times now, credits these religions with the birth of what we now call a prophetic witness. Speaking truth to the powers that be in every historical time period, in recognition that the Holy One at the center of our three faiths weeps when the political powers of the world bear false witness to the divine will. Through politically and militarily backed colonialism, horrific ethnic cleansing, systematic state-sanctioned terrorism, the real, true terrorism, the carrying out of what many have called the manifest destiny of the West, known as the Zionist Project in Israel. Naming the truth of what's really going on is at the root, actually, of what our Holy Land Group's boycott and divestment campaign, recently launched in the late spring, is all about. We call our campaign Occupied with Peace in Palestine. And we want to focus our attention on the obscene profit-making ventures in the territories by six companies, to begin with, at least. And we seek to educate our regional United Church membership about the facts of the Israeli occupation. Richard Falk, former UN rapporteur, alongside Jimmy Carter, Desmond Tutu, a host of other prominent moral leaders in our world, not to mention a nonviolent moral witness, more so of the Palestinians themselves, on a daily basis, and you, their supporters here in Canada, has shaken some of us in the churches, finally, to a new wakefulness, to acknowledge the fact that Gaza is the world's largest open-air prison. The continuing settlements in the West Bank are one of the largest politically motivated land grabs in human history. The separation wall, checkpoints, and bureaucratic nightmares regarding freedom of movement, house building permits, internally displaced refugees, and a host of other circles of red tape makes what the Palestinians suffer on a daily basis an apartheid worse than that suffered in South Africa 20, 30, and 40 years ago. We in the United Church deserve little credit, actually. Little credit. Coming to the solidarity struggle far too late. Long after those facts, and plenty others, were abundantly clear. But we in our local group, nonetheless, have been pushing the envelope within our church for some time now, given a boost in our pursuit of a regional and hopefully a national BDS campaign, by the Kairos Palestine document of December 2009, released by an unprecedented ecumenical Christian group of Palestinian leaders. Mind you, after 40 years of struggle, and the calling for BDS as early as 2005, as well as long before that, then in an organized way, even that was rather late. In late 2009. But a similar document released in 1989, the Kairos Document of South Africa, contributed to the world's support of their just cause, and we hope the same will be the case for the creation of a free and just Palestine. While our boycott and divestment campaign is a local and regional one only, not yet national, and concentrates on education and action with our United Church membership primarily in the GTA, we will prepare yet another proposal for the next General Council which meets every 3 years and is going to meet next year, but a year from now, in an effort to increasingly say that the time has come and is actually long past within the United Church, one of the most progressive in Canada, to take a stand for justice and freedom for the Palestinians. When Jews and Christians alike speak of never again in relation to the Holocaust, we want to say to them and to the world, never again for anyone. Never again for anyone. And we can no longer let Christian guilt about the shame of the Jewish Holocaust, fundamentalist views regarding the various scenarios about the end times, the seemingly endless and deeply flawed and even heretical Western imperial profit motive, or plain old human indifference, continue to determine our policies and our public witness as a church with regard to Israeli atrocities upon the Palestinian people. We have appreciated the growing friendship among many in your community, alongside the growing number of friends of activist Canadian Jews who oppose what Israel is doing. We are proud, as church people, as followers of the one we call the Christ, to be working side by side with those leaders, with your leaders, with you all. And in this country, friends, we have a real challenge to overcome as Prime Minister Harper leads the world, really, in ignoring UN resolutions and reports, ethical appeals from various leaders around the world, and particularly in Canada, and all manner of facts in stubborn refusal to see the truth of the Palestinian plight. Shame indeed. I and those with whom I work pledge our continuing resistance to such draconian Canadian policies as those organizations and individuals who dare to speak such truth are made to feel a heavy cost through defunding, public slander, defamation of character, etc. Friends, I believe, and I know you believe, because we are people of faith, that the truth will yet prevail. And that Palestine will indeed be free. It's not a matter of our individual actions. It's a matter of what Martin Luther King Jr. once called the moral arm of the universe, bending toward justice. And it's bending right now toward justice for the Palestinian people. It's not a matter of if, it's only a matter of when. Thank you for inviting me to be here with you tonight. Salaam.